Well, the issue is you've got a main road coming in from that's covering the whole of Donegal, that's coming into the town, and you've got one single shop that has a massive advantage over everybody else, a grossly unfair massive advantage. Mr. Durkin says in his press release that it's a unique opportunity for Strabane, but it's a unique opportunity for the person or the developer or the supermarket that gets in there. It's a unique opportunity for them. It's certainly not a unique opportunity for me or any of my colleagues in the town centre.
Will this not bring people to the town that have never came to the town before?
It's possible, but what you have in between us and the town is the A5. So what a lot of people will do is a one-stop shop, go to Tesco's, and you can buy everything in Tesco's. And our point all along was to bring... I mean, we didn't have any issue with bringing Tesco's or Sainsbury's into the middle of the town. In fact, we encouraged that. That's where we wanted everybody to be. So everybody had a fair crack at the whip. But now nobody has. We're basically left with the leftovers, you know.
Does it ever get the stage now where you just would even consider shutting up shop? It's getting that difficult.
Well, I mean, I was chatting to some of my business colleagues in the town, and you know, certainly some of them are instigating plan Bs, you know, looking at the future, you know, and you know, we're paying the majority of the rates, you know, we're paying the highest rate burden per square feet, we're getting the lowest footfall. So you have to ask yourself, you know, is it worth it? You know, your staff are getting paid possibly more than you're taking out of the business yourself, and you sort of have to think to yourself, this is madness, you know, it's insane.
And when you talk about that plan B, what is the plan B?
Well, I don't know. Go and work in Tesco's, docking shelves, perhaps.